Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Brown University, where shooting took place, apparently the shooter yelled something, then opened fire. Yeah. Yeah. The shooter yelled something. Now, we don't want to jump to conclusions, but a lot of times, you know, the shooters yell certain things.
There are patterns. Yeah. There are patterns we've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Usually not, it usually doesn't start with God bless America. I could say that.
Not from from our Judeo-Christian perspective, no.
Yeah, not that we, that we're familiar with, any shootings, mass shootings that we're familiar with. No, this was awful. Teaching assistant... I was actually in charge of the classroom at that time, and it had like stadium type seating. You know, at universities, how the classes are can be quite large, and so they had that kind of seating. And the Friedberg, the teacher, Rachel Friedberg, the teaching assistant, explained the room had stadium seating with doors that enter at the top, and apparently the shooter came in, yelled something, couldn't remember what. Was yelled exactly and started shooting. Students started to scramble to get away from the shooter, trying to get to the lower area of the stadium seating, and people got shot. Yes. CNN spoke to the teaching assistant, who said he came in, pointed the gun, and then screamed something. I don't know what he said. None of the other students know what he said. Then he just started shooting right after that. It might have been maybe hard to make sense of, yelled in some way, but... And by the way, the original person of interest that they had apprehended and spoken to, Benjamin Erickson, they have let him go. They said some evidence pointed to possibly him, and now they say that another look at that evidence points in a different direction. So if that person is still at large, as far as we know. Oh, I need some good news here. Sorry, not coming out of Chicago.
Ugh.
9 people shot, one of them fatally, Friday into Sunday morning. That's actually as sad as it is to say. That's lower than normal.
It is. Yes. Yeah. I was surprised because usually more times than not they hit double digits.
Now, these are only, you know, this only goes into Sunday morning. There could have been other things that happened later.
The cold also helps Sunday. A little bit.
Yeah, I think it does.
Oh, it does. Yeah, for sure. It
keeps more people inside, I would imagine. CBS News reported shortly after 3 a.m. Saturday, 24-year-old was dropped off by friends at Stroger Hospital after being shot in the chest. Hmm. The 24-year-old died a short time later. Just a continuous waste
sad.
And loss of life.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
And all they want to do is worry about gun control for legal for citizens that want to carry legally. You want to restrict them instead of really addressing the problem, and that's a lot of the inner-city black-on-black crime.
On October the 6th, so it's not, you know, what is that? Not even quite 10 full months. Breitbart pointed out that there had been over 1,500 shooting victims, fatal and non-fatal, combined in Chicago up to that point.
Well, there's no need to have anybody come in and like assist the local law enforcement and maybe clean up the streets a little bit. Maybe a good crackdown with some federal help, maybe.
The mayor has it under control there, Brandon Johnson. The governor, J.B. Pritzker, I'm sure he has it under control.
Yeah,
if enough people die, Pritzker probably, you know, the line gets shorter at the local buffet.
Sure.
I guess, if you look at it that way.
He's not complaining.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sickening. It really is grotesque. As of Sunday morning, the Sun-Times noted that 385 people have been killed in Chicago thus far in 2025.
That is sad.
Yeah. Every single weekend. Mm-hmm. Every single weekend. It's unbelievable. Apparent propane leak in a U-Haul truck resulted in a devastating explosion, took the life of a 61-year-old Ohio man who was in the vehicle. According to reports, this blast took place shortly after 7 a.m. in the parking lot of an Old Navy in Lewiston, Idaho, killing a man named Douglas Peterson, a resident from the city of Meridian that's about 250 miles away. The aftermath was captured on video after first responders arrived on the scene, and preliminary findings suggest it was accidental. At this time, there's no indication that the incident is criminal in nature. The truck appeared to be carrying stored materials, including gasoline and propane tanks. Debris from the explosion was scattered around the area, including some items flung and suspended in nearby trees.
Wow.
Trees. Yeah.
I can imagine.
The explosion caused some damage to nearby businesses, including Old Navy and the courtyard by Marriott. No fire erupted after the blast. The investigation, though, is ongoing. Wow. I guess this is good news.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, it's bad news that we actually need them, but it's good news that we have them. I'm talking about baby boxes.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Have a baby, drop it off in the box. Easy peasy, no strings attached. The 400th Safe Haven Baby Box nationwide opened at a Texas hospital Friday afternoon. Texarkana Emergency Center Hospital providing a safe, anonymous option for parents in crisis. It's a great day when we bless any box, but today it's extra special since it is Box 400, according to Mariah Betts, Assistant Project Coordinator for Safe Haven Baby Boxes. They were created to deter parents from just abandoning their newborns, potentially leaving them to die. Baby boxes are temperature-controlled incubators, often built into exterior walls of fire stations, police stations, and hospitals that can be accessed from inside. At-risk mothers can safely and legally place their newborns inside. Then the outside door locks, and the mothers have time to get away before an alarm goes off, alerting first responders or hospital staff inside. So the baby gets, you know, just about immediate attention, and the person who does not want to be identified can get away, and still the safety of the baby, you know, is intact. The baby then quickly removed, sent to a hospital for a wellness check. From there, the baby's usually placed in state custody and often quickly adopted. They began this program, the Safe Haven Baby Boxes, 9 years ago in Indiana and has since expanded nationwide. At least 70 newborns have been surrendered to baby boxes across the country. Safe Haven Baby Boxes said it also assisted 150 people with safe surrenders to other Safe Haven locations. Wow. So They saved a lot of babies,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing. And you don't know what kind of crisis a person could be in and dealing with that issue, and at least the life of the child is preserved. So,
right.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, even though it's kind of sad that it's necessary, but...
But we've seen the alternatives of what happens when something like this is not available, and even though it is sometimes, you know, people make the wrong choice.
If we look at your top stories, we have the shooting at Brown University. They released a person of interest. They said that the information's taken them in a different direction. That means that person's still at loose. Australia dealing with a mass shooting there. It appears to be a terror attack by a father and son, and that's horrendous, at Bondi Beach. And then Rob Reiner and his wife were stabbed to death in their home.
That's crazy.
In California. And a person of interest appears to be their son. Yeah. It's harder and harder to find good stuff. Hey, speaking of information, our investigative reporter Nanette Holt is going to join us. Approximately 8:05. Looking forward to that. 9:05, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins will be with us. So another busy morning, chock full of information, but it is a chilly start. Stay warm. But first, think about what's bugging you. That's right. What's bugging you is next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a cold start to the morning. Be prepared for that. You'll see the same thing pretty much tomorrow, and then it'll start to warm from there. But right now is a chance for you to air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. Ready? 877-975-9825. And Tom, what's bugging you?
Oh, what's really got me going is that those students at university can't remember or don't recall what that guy said when he yelled it. You know, if he'd yelled MAGA, we'd know it, but we know he didn't. So, but, you know, another thing that's bothering me, Bob, is Rob Reiner. You know, that's a shame. Had he left the country when he said he was going to, when Trump won, he would probably still be alive.
Well, that's perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Unless he, well, brought his son with him, who is a person of interest as we speak right now.
And that is, you know, it's one of those very fine lines, I guess, because, you know, face it, anytime we've talked about Rob Reiner, it's been in a very negative way because he's always been so just kind of hateful to conservative values and to the president. But no, it's still sad that he got and his wife got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and as far as a talent, what a brilliant director. Probably directed a lot of your favorite movies, whether you realize it or not. But as an individual, from a political perspective, we would rather have him
zip at the pie hole.
Yes.
You know? So, but no, we wouldn't wish that on anyone.
No.
And like I said, yeah, it happened in their home, stabbed to death, him and his wife. Mm-hmm. And a person of interest is apparently the son.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Greg, you got anything bugging you today?
Well, and I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I'm experiencing it over the weekend. When you're trying to do a little shopping online and the pop-ups within a business's app. It's like you're trying to look at a particular item, and here's the pop-up. Hi, this is Megan. Can I... No, Megan, you can't assist me. You're AI anyway. I'm trying to look at this picture of what I pulled up. Hey, Bob Rose follows this brand. Well, that's great that Bob Rose follows this brand or whatever, but I'm trying to look at the picture of what I want to buy.
Right.
Let me shop and quit bugging me with all your pop-ups.
And that's... What's bugging Greg?
Yes, it is.
Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I think the Brown University shooter probably yelled Allah Akbar, but that's just my best guess. But what's bugging me is as tragic as the Rob Reiner Meathead murders were in Brentwood, California, I don't hear any of our whiny, noisy Democrats harping on knife violence, so that kind of bugs me, their inconsistency.
Oh, yeah, good point. Trevor, what's bugging you?
Hi, guys. What's bugging me is we don't know the names of the assassins from Australia. However, we do know the name of the Syrian refugee who was in Australia, who's the hero. Ali, and they go, oh, he's a Muslim from Syria. It's like, well, wait a minute. Who were the shooters?
Yeah.
Why can't we know that?
I don't know. I mean, we know enough to know it's 50-year-old man and his 24-year-old son. And the father, he was killed there, and the son's in critical condition. But I have not seen a name yet. Maybe it'll be released sometime later today. But yeah, that is interesting, isn't it? Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me this morning is I see that Comey and James, nothing happened to them. They charged Trump with everything. Let's get rid of Pam Bondi. She isn't doing anything. That's what's bugging me, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, she's under fire because of a couple of those failings. I don't know how strong she was in wanting to prosecute those. I know there was some resistance because of a lack of, solid case, basically. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, I was for the poor people in Australia and at Brown University who were massacred. as far as Bob Ryder is concerned, this guy is responsible in his own inimitable way for the murder of little girls by illegals with his vicious, just constant hate for Trump. So I really don't feel sorry for the guy, I'll tell you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're doing, kind of connecting the dots with his rhetoric. Good morning, Sam. What's bugging you?
Well, it's not the weather. I'm kind of enjoying this cool spell that we're having at the moment. What's really bugging me is it's been 11 months, and there's enough evidence to send most of Washington to prison for what they have done, and it's only 22 days. The statute of limitations expires on one of the greatest crimes ever committed against the American people. That's Nancy Pelosi's January 6th insurrection host. After that, everyone involved will have gotten away with it. That bothers me.
Yeah, and it bothers me as well, very much.
Well, how many times over this whole last year you've tossed out so much information, who you thought was involved, all those kind of things. Yeah,
yeah. You know what's bugging me?
What's that?
I lost my debit card.
And I
don't do that. I mean, I am. Yeah. I'm not as anal as Greg on everything, but I am about that. About getting that card back exactly where it goes in my wallet and taking care of business.
You think you left it where you used it last? Maybe
I may have. It was in St. Augustine. I called there. They said, "Well, we're too busy to look for it right now," which may affect my giving them money in the future. Uh-huh. I didn't think that was a very good.
No, you might be too busy to stop by their place of business again.
Exactly.
If they're too busy to help you find something as important.
But called the bank, and yeah, that was the last transaction. And then after that, it's missing. So if I want the card expedited, my new one, I have to pay a $30 fee, which, of course, yes, I do need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. You got shopping to do. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like putting gas in the car. Silly things like that.
Details.
All right, coming up, illegal trucker kills. Details on the way. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Stay warm, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning. Welcome. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nanette Holt, our investigative reporter, she'll have some interesting stuff as she comes along at 8:05. And Greg was just telling me how the temperature is really quite a bit warmer in the villages than it is in Ocala or Gainesville.
Yeah, there's something going on down there to warm things up. I'm not sure what it is.
Wow.
But it's kind of like there's this line, because Gainesville, 38.
Yeah.
And then south of that, you hit Ocala, 45. And then south of that, you hit the villages, 47. A couple of degrees. But it is unusual for the beach. You know, 9-10 degrees difference between the villages and Gainesville. So you can kind of see where that cold front kind of came through.
But it's already, you know, warm. Well, it's going to be warming next hour. It's already going to get back up. Tomorrow morning, same time, it'll be almost as cool. And then we'll get back to what this time of year, what normal is.
But again, it's the reminder of why we're in Florida. You're looking in the Midwest, it's like 15 degrees this morning. So it could be worse.
Yep.
Yep.
Scott Bessent expects taxpayers to see very large tax refunds early next year.
Well, I could use one of those.
I could use a couple of those.
Well, yes.
But I think they only give you one.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It is the worst thing in the world is having to write a check.
Ugh.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you have beat the living tar out of me all year long, killing my paycheck, and then at the end, you're going to punch me
more
in the face with a bill?
Yes, you want more? I've only had to do that a couple of times. It's pretty rare because I always claim a little extra. I'd rather than take it out.
Even though people say, well, no, try to cut it close. They're using your money and all this. There's something to, you know, a little bit of sanity or reduction in anxiety is worth a small price.
And I know that I probably wouldn't have saved that amount that they're going to send me back.
Same here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is what it is if we're being real. We try to keep it real.
Yeah.
Is what we do. Wish I'd keep it real when it came to driver's licenses. Those should probably be real, especially if you're driving a, I don't know, 20,000 pound, 50,000 pound, 70,000 pound truck.
Yeah, that's probably important.
California has been caught red-handed, leading the nation in unlawfully issued commercial driver's licenses to foreign nationals, with federal regulators blasting Governor Newsom's administration for putting politics above public safety and fueling deadly crashes on America's highways. California has become ground zero in America's trucking scandal, with Governor Newsom's administration accused of rubber-stamping thousands of illegal commercial driver's licenses for foreign nationals in defiance of federal law.
Wow.
A blistering Department of Defense audit revealed that one in four of the state's non-domiciled CDLs were issued improperly. One in four.
Wow.
With some valid until 2030, despite immigration documents that expire years earlier.
Oh, just stay here and drive. Don't worry.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
California, Newsom.
Between him and Walls, I mean, they're just really competing to, you know, we used to put, and Pritzker's in there, but for other things, but, you know, Walls and Newsom, they're trying to compete for the worst governors anywhere in the country.
Well, yeah, and look, it's one thing to put, you know, they put politics in front of other things, but they're putting politics in front of public safety.
Yeah.
You know, with this, both with, you know, protecting of illegal immigrants, many of them have committed very serious crimes, and they protect them anyway. It doesn't make sense. And here's a recent story for you. A Tennessee truck driver is dead after a Chinese national who is not proficient in English and has a non-domiciled New York commercial driver's license alleged crashed a tour bus.
Oh.
So wow. you've got people, not just contents, not just a rolling, you know, weapon. You've actually got people on board.
Hmm.
Now federal transportation officials are investigating how he was cleared to drive. A Chinese national driving a motor coach slammed into a vehicle in Tennessee, killing an individual and causing a major traffic jam this week. That came from Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, in a post on social media. And to make matters worse, this driver had a non-domiciled CDL from New York and couldn't speak English.
So how are you going to read traffic signs? You know, those things called words in English? Hello?
How about all the words that are attached to all the pieces of equipment inside the cab of a truck?
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brake pressure.
Yeah, details.
Oil pressure.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, Huang Yisong, a 54-year-old Chinese national, allegedly slammed a tour bus that he was driving into the rear of a tractor trailer while watching videos on his cell phone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and who hires someone who can't speak the language that you're driving in?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Come on.
Yisong failed an English proficiency test administered by Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers. His immigration status is not clear at this time, but the state of New York issued him a CDL license.
Wow.
Yeah, couldn't get it in Tennessee, and there's documentation to back that up.
Yeah.
And then he was able to get one in New York.
Although in Tennessee, you've got to have the English language and the Southern twang. So it is a little more difficult in Tennessee to get a license.
You have to know what yonder.
Yeah. And y'all. And
fixin' to.
All y'all.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yisong allegedly crashed a tour bus on Interstate 40 in Tennessee. Yeah, he was watching. Maybe it was a Babel.
Yeah.
Video in that. Yeah. Isn't that the learning the language Babel?
He's trying to learn English while he was on the job. On the job training. Yeah, sure.
Wow. I mean, come on. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There was a sign that said, put your cell phone down, but he couldn't read it.
That's what happens.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, can you imagine if you're the victim of that?
Oh, man. The lawsuits will fly.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
An attorney will get his billboard that day.
Absolutely.
Like getting your wings?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Federal immigration officials have arrested more than 400 illegal aliens, including convicted pedophiles, rapists, and violent offenders, during Operation Metro Surge in Minnesota. A crackdown, officials say, was necessary after state and local sanctuary policies allowed dangerous criminals to roam free. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin blasted Governor Tim Walz and Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey for failing to protect the people of Minnesota. Yeah. When he says he's trying to do the best he can, he means on behalf of illegal immigrants and protecting them.
Of course.
Yes. ICE law enforcement officers have arrested more than 400. Plenty of these people are not good people at all. Thanks to our brave law enforcement, Minnesota's safer with these thugs, arrested now and getting taken out of the country. And, yeah, it goes through the convicted first-degree sexual conduct. One of them convicted of robbery, criminal sexual conduct and coercion, two counts of rape, third-degree criminal sexual conduct. Yeah, these are the kind of people that are getting protected in Minnesota. And, of course, in any other sanctuary city or state. You imagine that? Hey, we're going to put your kids, in there with these pedophiles.
Well, I remember the other day you did the story with Mom Donnie, who's going to be the new New York mayor. And when talking about law enforcement, he wants his cops to be basically following the rules of the sanctuary city of New York versus helping the feds get criminals out of our country.
Yeah, he said something like police should be focused on the regular business of policing or whatever. But if illegals are committing crimes, don't worry about that.
Well, and he was specific to mention the word sanctuary.
Yeah.
That's what concerned me. It's like, okay, it's agenda-driven. Well, leadership for sure with law enforcement. And
are we shocked?
No.
No, unfortunately, we are not. SpaceX billionaire Elon Musk rebuked California Governor Gavin Newsom's deputies for claiming that he is hated by his son, whom they described as a transgender daughter. I assume you're referring to my son Xavier, who has a tragic mental illness caused by the evil woke mind virus that you push on vulnerable children. Musk posted this on X. He said, I love Xavier very much and hope he recovers. My daughters are Azure, Exa, and Arcadia, and they do indeed love me very much. His post came in response to a post from Governor Newsom's press account office, which responded to Musk's America PAC. Musk's America PAC shared a snippet of Newsom taking part in an interview on the Ezra Klein show. And Newsom said in the interview he wants to see trans kids and highlighted how there is no governor that's done more pro-trans legislation. So, you know, when Musk answered back to that, I guess Newsom had to take it to the next level.
Of course.
But he's mature enough to be, you know, president, right?
Sure he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Nanette Holt, our investigative reporter. She'll be coming along about 8:05. More headlines on the way next on 97.3 The Sky. All righty, let's pump it up, get the blood flowing. It is a chilly start to the morning, but we'll get through it, and it's going to be nice later on. Tomorrow, cold again, but slowly the temperatures will begin to get back to normal, probably by midweek, Thursday anyway. Right. Good morning. Welcome. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here. Nanette Holtz, our investigative reporter, she's going to be joining us in a few minutes as well. Some of your top stories: shooting at Brown University, two killed there. The gunman allegedly still on the loose. Australia, mass shooting there. It appears a father and son. The father's now dead. The son's in critical condition. This was a terror attack in a place called Bondi Beach in Australia. Also, one of your top stories, Rob Reiner. Meathead, but also producer, director, actor. They've done a lot of good work in that area, although politically, you know, we're not aligned there. But it is tragic that he and his wife appeared to have been stabbed to death. And person of interest is his son. So there's that going on. You know, sometimes you gotta stop by the old Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Not because you need anything, but if you go through there and you go through all the aisles, you might find stuff you need that you weren't thinking about. And it's the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
So you can be a big spender, you know. You can whip the cash out. And I like that. And, I like it when you walk into a store, you go, I could buy anything I want in this whole place.
Except you lost your debit card.
Oh, wow. Thanks for reminding me, Greg.
Sorry.
I guess just be careful of what you're grabbing inside. But when you start digging in the freezer and stuff, apparently, police at a Dollar Tree employee found a woman's body inside the store's freezer on Sunday in Miami.
What?
Yeah, this was the store on A Street, and the employee promptly called law enforcement. Of course, when police arrived to investigate, they found a woman's body inside a cooler at the back of the store. It was unclear if the freezer was industrial or some sort of commercial display. In other words, you know, did the public have access to it, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
According to Bush Refrigeration, walk-in coolers and freezers are built with safety releases to prevent anyone from being trapped inside. Employees locked inside a walk-in cooler at risk of hypothermia or even death, since temperatures can be below freezing. Officials do not suspect foul play and are working to determine details of what happened, noting the woman's identity had not been released and she was not an employee. So for now, law enforcement officers are treating it as an unclassified death.
That's a weird one.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, yes it is. I mean, yeah, they're trying to determine, is this a person who could have been alive and locked in there accidentally or, you know, on purpose? Or did something else tragic happen and they're being stored there, for lack of a better term? I don't know. I don't know. And then you've got attack on a Christmas market taking place. And, you know, Germany, apparently, they know how to celebrate Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they usually do it up very, very well. But German police have arrested five men in connection with an alleged Islamist terror plot to attack and targeting a Christmas market in southern Bavaria. Three Moroccans, aged 22, 28, and 30, were arrested alongside a 37-year-old Syrian and a 56-year-old Egyptian suspected of planning to use a vehicle to attack people at a Christmas market in the town of Dingolfing. The paper, citing sources within the Bavarian State Office for the Protection of the Constitution, reported that the Egyptian man is believed to have been a mosque prayer leader. He's accused of recruiting the three Moroccans to carry out an attack on the market. Investigators are said currently considering radical Islamism as the chief motivation for the suspected plot. Really, again, really? Yeah. The fifth suspect, a Syrian national, is alleged to have encouraged the others to carry out the potential attack. And so Munich Attorney General confirmed the arrest, etc. And they said, I think all the authorities involved in the search and arrest operation, I'm thanking all of them, of course. They're probably fortunate.
Well, and we've seen more and more the anti-Semitism on that side of it, but then the anti-Christmas, the anti-Christian thing around the world with, again, typically the same groups involved.
Yep. The arrests come as German towns and cities continue to grapple with the threat of Islamist terror attacks on Christmas markets. Indeed, multiple Christmas markets in Germany have canceled their markets this year as costs to provide security against potential attacks became too expensive. Christmas markets, one of the few remaining public Christian events in many European countries, have become a top target for attacks. For example, six people were killed and over 300 more were injured last year after a Saudi pro-asylum activist plowed a car into merrymakers at a market there. Yeah. And previously, a Tunisian Islamist failed asylum seeker attacked a Berlin Christmas market in 2016, killing 12 people and injuring dozens more. And Germany is not the only European country that's having issues with security threats for Christmas markets. Earlier this month, the French government called regional authorities to exercise maximum vigilance in the face of Islamist threats and to boost security at Christmas markets to create a visible deterrent against potential attacks. So, and Australia, that's the one we've been talking about. Father, son appeared to be Muslims and motivated by that radicalism. It is sad. And a lot of these countries are learning the hard way about not having stringent immigration can bite you. Yep. Nanette Holt, our investigative reporter, coming up in just a few minutes right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.